Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Allah's fadl, His grace, His mercy. We are passing through such an azim, great ibadah, which is very unique and khas, special. And its speciality we see, you can see, that how much importance there must be that not just for a few moments, not for a few days, rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to this worship has made it fard for 30 complete days upon us. So most definitely Allah ta'ala's actions, all His decisions, all are based on His hikmah, His wisdom, and behind everything, whether our aql understands or it doesn't understand, whether we understand this point or don't understand this point, but to Allah, there's greatness in what He decides and ordains. So first point is this, that the insan, the human being, on every decision of Allah, without any fuss, he should accept. We can understand Allah Ta'ala's decision, how great it is. And the second point we need to understand is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He makes a decision for His servants, whatever decision He makes for His servants, whether we like it or not, whether we're pleased with it or not, but it's always based on the benefit for that human being. There's benefit beyond benefit in accepting that decision of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us ajeeb ibadah, unique ibadah, worship, that we have to leave everything during this ibadah. Allah ta'ala takes everything from us. Eating, drinking, sleeping, awake, everything. Our desire and preference does not remain. And this is what Allah Ta'ala has instilled in this ibadah. But there's also another factor which is separate in this ibadah. Its thawab is also unique, this ibadah. Look at this point. The thawab that Allah Ta'ala has given for this worship, Allah has given a unique thawab. What does Allah Ta'ala say with regards to the thawab? Allah says, "Asawm li," that the fast is mine, Allah says. Imagine, what a great statement. Allah says, fasting is mine, is for my sake. Asawm li. All other acts of worship, ibadah you do, we all say, Allah, that I'm doing this ibadah for you, accept this, Allah. And we beg to Allah, we plead to Allah. But for the person who fasts, who does this ibadah, the fasting person, Allah said that when you do this, I accept it, this ibadah. Subhanallah. So in other words, every human being, his fast is accepted beyond doubt. Because Allah Ta'ala said that this fast is mine. It's mine. And then further, look at the ajr that Allah Ta'ala gives. Such a great ajr, such a great reward. Allah Ta'ala said that the fast is mine. And Allah says, wala ajra bihi. That the ajr also, the reward attached to this fast, I will give, Allah says, I will give. And I will give it according to my glory and my shan. In other words, such a great ibadah if we see here, that Allah Ta'ala is saying that look at the thawab, look at the effect. Not one day's fast you will get this. No, 30 days Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that this is your ibadah you are doing, but it's mine, it's for me. And I like this ibadah that you're doing. Your hunger, your thirst, I like it. And such a great ajr I'm giving. But if we say, oh, maybe it's for this reason Allah has given ajr, that we are, there's more difficulty, we stay thirsty, we stay hungry, that's maybe why we get more reward. That's not the reason. There's pain and difficulty in all ibadah. There's difficulty and strain. Take any ibadah. Isn't Hajj the same? Buy a ticket, travel from here, and you have to travel, and all the ibadah, the worship, there's difficulty in that as well. And look at Salah. In Salah as well, a person has to observe difficulties, to leave many things. He stood at his business place, customers are coming, and he's immersed in the money. But when Allah calls out, he leaves everything. He has to come to the masjid. In the same way, if he's busy in something else, in his work, in something tasty, cooking something nice, etc. But as soon as it's Salah time, he has to leave everything. Yes? Let's say that something's very expensive or precious, something in front of us, if it comes, then we have to make the sacrifice for Salah. So in every ibadah, there's difficulty. Let's take the night ibadah, worship, Fajr ibadah. Fajr, obviously there's a bit of difficulty in coming, isn't there? Who wants to leave the bed and leave the mattress, come out of the mattress, then there's a hot, cold water, come out into the cold weather, start the car, it's snowing and it's frozen, the climate's cold, etc. So there's difficulty. So what's the special reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to this ibadah, in the fasting month, Allah ta'ala has instilled this quality. Allah says, fasting is mine, and I'm happy with your fast, and the ajr is mine, and I will give it to you according to my glory. Allah ta'ala has stated this with regards to any other ibadah, regardless, despite the fact that all the other ibadahs, they also carry weight and difficulty. So what's the special, unique quality of fasting? What's the reason behind this? The reason is that there's one special factor Allah has instilled in this ibadah of fasting, one special quality, particular, maqsoos, special, specific for fasting, which is the ruh, the soul of fast. You know ruh? Like, for example, I say I'm insan, I'm a human being, and everything in me is based on my ruh, my soul, my body, my capability, my walking, my wandering around, my eating, outside, inside, everything is attached to my ruh. If my ruh disappears, we say that person's gone to sleep. If that ruh, I want to speak to this person, oh, he's asleep. He's asleep, isn't he, that person? You can't speak to him. Oh, I want to meet that person. No, he's sleeping at the moment. He's not in the dunya at the moment. He's totally awake because the ruh has come out for a moment. When the ruh permanently leaves us, then that person's finished. He doesn't come back. So everything is based on what for the human being? His ruh, his soul. So the whole fast, the ruh of the fast, that's the reason why Allah Ta'ala said that the ruh has been given the maqam, the ruh of fasting has been given a maqam. Allah says, it's mine, you're doing it for me, and the reward is so great. Why? It's the ruh of the fast, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to the fast, within the fast that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, bestowed to us, we need to understand that everything Allah Ta'ala is making us practice in these 30 days. In these 30 days, Allah is making us practice in such a way that every bad thing and every good thing, we have to become accustomed to leaving bad and accustomed to doing good. This is the main objective of this fast. It's not for one day. It's not enough in hours. That's why Allah Ta'ala gave us 30 days of practice for this. For example, as I said yesterday, such a beautiful practice, Allah Ta'ala then gives a guarantee that for the rest of the year, that bad evil you've shunned in Ramadan, inshallah, for the rest of the year, Allah Ta'ala says, then you can shun it for the rest of the year. That good action that you adopt in the month of Ramadan, for the rest of the year, you can adopt that and practice that. That's the kamal, the greatness, achievement of fasting. Remember this. And for the rest of the year, Allah Ta'ala says that you will remain so, in that way. So the factor, this factor and quality that's within fasting, which is the ruh of all ibadat, is such a great factor that without this, no ibadah will be accepted in the court of Allah. No ibadah, form of worship, will be accepted in the court of Allah. That's such a great quality inherent in Ramadan. It's present within Ramadan, which we are being made to practice throughout the month. Allah Ta'ala has given such a great thawab due to this factor. The whole value of Ramadan and the thawab is due to this factor. What is that factor? That's within fasting, within siyam, which makes the fast, and which Allah Ta'ala is making us practice during Ramadan, so that the rest of the year our ibadat can be accepted, our life can become ibadah, can become accepted. What is that factor? What's that quality inherent within the fast, within Ramadan, that for that reason Allah has made fasting superior? That's one factor which is present, which Allah Ta'ala extremely loves and holds dear and beloved, and that is khalis, sincerely, for the sake of Allah, doing ibadah. That's contained and also included, you could say, inbuilt within this fast. This fasting is such an ibadah that is khalis, solely for the sake of Allah. Purely for the sake of Allah. It cannot be for ghayr, for somebody else. How do I know all of you sitting here, has somebody kept a fast or not? This child, how does it, do I know if he's, this man, has he fasted or not? How, do you know if I fasted or not? How do you know? You don't know. Nobody knows. This is such an ibadah that apart from Allah, between Allah and His servant, nobody else knows. Except for Allah and His servant, nobody else knows that. Has He kept a fast or not kept a fast? Some pious elders, all year long, it was their practice to keep the fast. Nobody would know that are they fasting or are they not fasting. Has he got a fast today? Has he not got a fast today? So, such a hidden ibadah, concealed, that within this action, there's a big illness which Allah Ta'ala wants us to be detached from during fasting, And that is not in this ibadah, present, when you're doing fast. It's not present. This ibadah, fast, is solely for the sake of Allah. And this fast, it becomes for the sake of Allah. And that's for that reason Allah Ta'ala has given it such a great reward, that it's ajr, it's reward. I will give it, only I can give it. The fast is for me, solely for this reason, because this deed is purely for my sake. If it's not for Allah Ta'ala's sake, ibadah, then that is very dangerous action indeed. And that's the biggest disease that Allah Ta'ala wants to save us for from the rest of the year. What is that factor Allah wants to save us from? Allahu Akbar. In the hadith is stated, the meaning of the hadith is such that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated to his sahaba, his noble companions, that one thing I'm afraid of most of all, with my own regards to my ummah, I'm afraid most of all. And what am I afraid of most? Shirki asghar. Shirk. It's not the big shirk, but the minor shirk. Big shirk is what? That we don't believe in Allah. But the shirki asghar, saghir, is that person, he's committing shirk. This is wrong, is a big sin. Allah Ta'ala wants us to annihilate it during the via the fast, otherwise we cannot keep the fast unless we have this emotion and this feeling within us. There will be no fast if we don't have this condition within us for the sake of Allah. Lillayat. For the sake of Allah. So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated that I am afraid with regards to my ummah, most of all, on what point the fikr I've got is that shirki asghar will be present within my ummah. Shirki asghar. Shirki asghar, the sahaba ikram, noble companions, amazed, shocked. Ya Rasulullah, shirki asghar. What is that? That ibadah, that worship, the amal, there will be riya showing off for other people's sake, not for the sake of Allah. Their maqsood, their objective will be something else, for dunya or for some other factor. You know, this ghayr Allah will be present within the ibadah. Their actions, their trust. And this is a very big disease of the batin. Remember this. This is called riya, doing for others, showing off, pride. That, for example, physically a person is doing ibadah, physically. But in reality, there's a riya present within that person. Riyakari. Doing for other people's sake, for other purposes, other objectives. And the reason for this, the Prophet ﷺ said on the Day of Judgment, when a person will be present in the court of Allah, and when he will show his amal, his deeds, Allah will say, these deeds, why are you showing me these deeds? Meaning of the hadith. Why are you showing me these deeds? The deeds that you performed them for, go and ask them for the thawab. Because these deeds of yours weren't for me. Your salah wasn't for me. Your Quran wasn't for me. Many diseases due to this riya, showing off for the sake of someone else. So in fasting, during fasting, this big disease, when a person keeps the fast within him, Allah will create the capability that all the deeds he will perform for the sake of Allah subhanallah. Look at this, what a great ibadah Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Because the riya, showing off, doing for the sake of somebody else, is the most dangerous of conditions. About this is stated that, for example, there's a man, and in his bag, he puts a lot of stones, and people think that there's money, wealth in his bag. And they say, oh, he's wealthy, he's rich, he's got wealth and dawlat. But he hasn't got wealth, he's got stones, rocks. He cannot spend them, he can't spend on his own, he can't show to anyone else. He cannot convince. But when that bag opens and the stones and the rocks come out, there's no money in there. So the same way the deeds that a person performs when he's showing off or doing them for the sake of someone else or for something else with some other objective to please ghayr other than Allah, then that is riya, that ibadah is showing off. It's for the sake of somebody else. What he should do in opposition to that, ikhlas, sincerity for the sake of Allah, our ibadah should be for the sake of Allah. Inna salati wa nusuki wa ma yamumata lillahi rabbil alameen la sharika lahu. Everything, my salah, my qurbani, my ibadat, my sleeping, my waking up, my life, my death, should be for who? For Allah Ta'ala. And what do we call this? This is called ikhlas coming into our lives. So this is the glory of fasting. Without ikhlas, the fast does not get made. Alhamdulillah. And due to this ikhlas, Allah Ta'ala has put a big price tag on the fast. Great value when we keep the fast. Allah Ta'ala, with the barakah of this fast, He makes us do great practice, that ikhlas starts to come into His servant, into the man. So my brothers, this is such a disease. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from it. Whatever action we do, we should do it for the sake of Allah, for Allah Ta'ala's rada, for Allah's pleasure. If we, through the fasts, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has bestowed these fasts to us. If we want to keep the fast, then we should keep them the right way, the way that Allah Ta'ala has told us to, according to the hisab. Then inshallah, after fasting, within insan, this disease and illness will be eliminated with the fadl of Allah. Otherwise, they'll be have more strength and he'll start to understand I'm doing wrong. At least he'll have this capacity, I'm doing wrong. And he will start to correct his niyyah, his intention. First and foremost, the action we need to do for our ibadat is that we are we doing this for Allah. Then in our minds, we need to keep repeat that Allah, this action I'm about to do, khalis, I'm doing it for you. Khalis, I'm doing it for you. And this, there's no showing off. There's nothing fake. It's all genuine. Just like I kept the fast. In the fast, Allah was hungry, thirsty, and you knew, who else knew that I'd kept a fast or not? Nobody else knew about my fast. So when I pray, Salah Allah, is khalis sincerely for you. I'm doing dhikr, Allah, is for your sake I'm doing this now. Tilawah, recitation, I'm doing for you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this condition, when a person, such a big disease of the batin via the fast, inshallah, Allah will eliminate this disease. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, ability, that our fast we keep in this way, in this manner, and all the fast that we keep, remember this. We keep in this manner, in this way, that what disease and illness are we eliminating? Two things we should keep in mind. And this is the essence, the summary of fasting. That every day when you keep the fast, at the end of the day, the conclusion, the culmination of the fast, we need to think that which negative or evil or sin did I think I will eliminate? Anger, hasad, envy, backbiting, pestering somebody, mocking somebody. And think all these things that today, insan, you should at least say this, that via the fast, I want to eliminate this sin. And this is what a person needs to attain, hasid. Make this your objective, not just enough that in the morning I've done suhoor, I've left food, and after that I pray salah, read Quran, do dhikr, and I've done this. This is not the end point, no. The objective of this ibadah is great indeed, very great objective. We need to, when we come out of the fasting month, we need to come out in such a way that we need to fight all the negatives and depart from them. We need to make a list of all the negatives, the sins, the evils. Make a list. And don't just be content I'm doing ibadah. No, make a list. What's my objective? The real objective of this ibadah, fasting. That these diseases, sicknesses, sins, illnesses, I have to accept. I've got kibr within me. I've got pride within me. I get angry very quickly. I don't respect people. I don't have regard for people. I get jealous of people. And these are common sicknesses in me and you. Anger will come quickly to me. If anger comes out to me, then our whole environment will be revolutionized. Brilliant. We don't like it when we see somebody happy. We don't like it when somebody's succeeding. We don't cooperate with other people. I like the things that are attached to me and that are mine. In society, there's so many sicknesses and we are living our lives with these illnesses and these sins. And so ibadah becomes like a game. Because again, in the court of Allah, one's khalis, sincerity, not with the sicknesses. So all of these things Allah Ta'ala has kept within these 30 days. If a man, if he wants to leave an illness, a sin, wallahi the fast will make him leave the sin. Allah is great. Allah is the greatest. No sin is greater. No condition is greater. No illness is greater. Oh, it's too hard. I can't leave lying. Oh, it's too hard. I can't leave cigarettes. Oh, it's hard. I can't leave cannabis. In my life, I've experienced, witnessed such people, addicts. The people who smoke drugs. They took drugs, but they came. They made niyyah. They, inshallah, will fight in Ramadan. This condition. The person's weak. 30 days, he left that condition, that habit. Wallahi, he shunned that sin. Allah Ta'ala says, Inna lam al-muhsinin. Allah says, such people, I'm with them who try, make effort, they struggle to attain my nearness when they try to make the akhirah, thereafter, they try, but we don't try at all. Such a great maqam Allah Ta'ala has given us, fasting, not just for this reason that we leave food in the morning, we do suhoor. There's a big objective behind the fast, a very great objective. We need to do tazkiyah, analyze ourselves, scan ourselves, that how much anger is there within me, how much hasad, how much kibar, how much pride, how much do I dislike other people, how much do I think I'm the best, I'm better than people, and I'm proud of myself and my things, and I want praise, I want people to praise me. Yani, we are a massive mound of sins and negatives. We should be, because we insan, we're not angels. That's why Allah Ta'ala said that angels, they don't keep the fast. We are the people who Allah Ta'ala has made us keep the fast, so that we can eliminate these sins and these sicknesses and illnesses. So don't just be content that I'm doing ibadah and fasting. No, the real objective of not obtaining it, the fast objective, my brothers, this is my style. I say that Ramadan has come. Today is the third Ramadan. Today, three sicknesses should have been eliminated from our lives. Three sins. That there, for example, that if we count, that there are so many batini sicknesses within us. Yes? But we've never tried that we consider ourselves as sick. We've never even tried. We don't even call ourselves that we are sick. We don't consider ourselves as patients. No, no, no. I don't have takabbur. I have no riya. I don't show off. I have no sickness. Will I realize at that time when I pass away and I'm presented in front of the court, in the court of Allah, if today we try, the Ramadan is given to us, if we try, make effort, Allah Ta'ala says, if you make effort, and even if then you have something lacking, you afterwards, Allah Ta'ala will announce, Sai Mashkura, that your effort and your struggle is what I'll accept, and I will accept your efforts. SubhanAllah. Should we not try or not, my brothers? So this is what we need to do. It's for us, Allah Ta'ala has given us a message, very important, we are in need. We should make a list of our sins, that about lying today, I need to leave lying. I need to take showing off out of my life. I need to take kibr out of my life. I need to take hasad out of my life. Envy. Why do I burn when I see other people? Why do I have malice? Why when other people are happy, why do I have that injection of hatred? When somebody succeeds in business, why am I angry? When I see someone with a bigger car, why am I angry? Why do I have the desire that people give salam to me and I don't give salam to anybody else? Why do I desire that people should submit to me, bow to me, respect me, I'm this and I'm that? All of these things, all of this, we should minus them and eliminate them from our lives. Minus, minus, negative, negative. Strike them off, strike them off. These are big sins, big, big sins. Guna kabira they are. Anger, look at anger. For example, if I practice, what will happen? In Ramadan, when we depart from Ramadan, in place of anger, hilam and smile and passion and tender if a wife makes a mistake on father, mother, and we kadak, like electricity, we strike if a child makes a mistake. Oh, hit him, beat him, do this. So the difference that should come after Ramadan is that we should have tenderness, softness, soft-hearted. And tender, when we see someone smile, mashallah, Allah has given to me, Allah will give to me as well. Why should I have fikr for this? If I look at someone's smile, I'm not jealous of his car or his money or his status, especially within relatives, relations, uncle, mama, nephew. If this difference is made, I swear by Allah, if this difference comes during Ramadan, not only will Allah be happy, rather, subhanAllah, the angels, you'll have a maqam within them. Your fast, you'll have attained it. You'll have attained the objective of fast. Our hunger and thirst will have become successful, alhamdulillah. If we stay the same, our Ramadan ends with the same showing of big-headed, chaudhry, and all those negatives are within me, then it's just like you've gone into a bathroom, gone into a washroom, you've taken an hour, you've had a shower, you've come out, the same smell and stench. So 30 days is given to us, we can't even get rid of one sin? What sort of Ramadan is that, my brothers? Okay, that's fine. I've completed 13 Quran, 15 Quran. Okay, you've done that. But which sin did you shun? Which sin did you eliminate? What's the difference in your batin inside you? Tell me for the purpose for which Allah Ta'ala gave Ramadan. Tell me. Should we not do this, my brothers? Should we not eliminate the sins? So this is what Ramadan teaches us. The biggest factor, the thing that's lacking within us, we don't have ikhlas. In every action we do, we're showing off in riya, showing off doing for other people. Allah says, go to that person and get the reward and for whom you prayed salah, for whom you fasted, for whom you did this action, that action. Why have you come to me? If we make the niyyah for this, Allah Ta'ala, just like today, we have kept the fast for you with ikhlas, we have kept the fast for your sake. Allah, all the rest of our ibadah, the rest of my life, the ibadah, do Allah, please allow me to do it for your sake, khalis, purely for your sake, solely for you. Do you understand, my brothers? Is this in our lives or not? So this is the objective, the meaning of fasting, siyam, most important of all, and this is tazkiyah that we need to do. So we need to make effort, try the illnesses, take them out of your lives. Don't be content with what people say. Don't, because a person goes, oh, you're this, you're good, you're so great, you're fantastic. This man, how much people praise you? So many people, mashallah, you praise me. Somebody said, great statement, that if you with ikhlas, you want to learn ikhlas, you want to take riyah showing off, then ask the people who are simple. You understand? The shepherd. Ask the shepherd, when he prays salah in front of his goats and sheep, there's no one watching, he's in the wilderness, out in the farmland, in the countryside. When it's salah time, he's herding the goats. Apart from the goats and the sheep, his salah, he'll have no fikr. Nobody is praising me or not, observing my salah or not, subhanallah. What a simple example. He doesn't need a praise. He doesn't know, is somebody like me or not, look at my salah. No, he's reciting Quran so nicely, his talawat so nice, and he's doing talawat, the angel, the shepherd, the sheep don't know, the goats don't know. So this this is how your ibadah should be. A great, beautiful point this is. That just as we hide our sins, don't we? Our barakah says, oh, if this somebody realizes about me, if somebody realizes about me. The same way stated that you should conceal your good deeds. Your good deeds, your positives. We show off to people. All our good deeds, oh, I've done this today, I did this today. Directly or indirectly, we'll try to show people, make them witness this. I did this much today, I did that much today, I did this much. Somehow or other, I want to explain to people so they know that I've done these actions. I prayed Salah, I prayed Tahajjud today, I prayed Ishraq today, Zahir, so that I can make it physically seen. Don't we have this deficiency with us so that people see and they realize that we've done good deeds? They say to know the opposite. Just like you conceal your sins, conceal your good deeds as well. Yes, you shouldn't like at all that your good deeds are apparent. Why? Because you don't want to do this for people, do you? You desire to do these deeds for Allah. Just like fasting, you're not doing fasting for people, you're doing for Allah's sake. People don't know you've got to fast or not. They don't know, do they? They don't know. Just like I said, who knows you've got to fast or not today or whenever. So when you have this emotion, this condition comes into your life, which is the condition of the fasting person, khalis, he becomes a person purely doing for the sake of Allah. He becomes pure, sincere, mu'min. This one action, look at ikhlas. The conclusion, then what happens is that with ikhlas, this minor niyyah, he'll make a small niyyah to do small good deed, but according to the mountains, Allah will give him the thawab. Mountains. Ikhlas, it increases the value of the human being so much. Just like the fast, it multiplies all of the ibadah one side, fast on one side. So Mali Allah says, fast is mine. I am for fasting, Allah says. I'm with fasting. Allah never said that your salah is mine. It was for my sake. No, or no other action. But ikhlas goes to such a height that whether you like or not to get ikhlas, but fasting, inherent within fasting is ikhlas, is present within, inbuilt. 100% is built in. If you don't have ikhlas, then you won't have the fast. If there's no ikhlas, they cannot be showing off in fast, cannot become the fast. So if that's why Allah Ta'ala says that I've put this inside the fast, that once a year, 30 days in the month of Ramadan, when you practice fasting, then all your ibadah, you'll have this style and mannerism, that your salah will be for Allah. You want to figure whether somebody knows or not. Every good deed you do after that will be for whose sake? Allah Azza wa Jal. For Allah's sake, Allah Ta'ala give to me and you the tawfiq, the ability that this Ramadan we pass in this manner, this style. Ameen. Recite the Rutubi.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المسلمين طه وياسين الحبيب الأمين اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعمدنا كل ذلك عندنا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين وأنت خير الراحمين وأنت خير الراحمين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واشهدنا يوم القيامة مع الإمام يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استعبدنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشرنا في زمرته يا كريم يا قاضي الحاجات اجتهاجاتنا يا قاضي الحاجات اجتهاجاتنا يا قاضي الحاجات اجتهاجاتنا يا دافع البلايات ادفع بلاياتنا يا دافع البلايات ادفع بلاياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في سمعي اللهم عافنا في بصري لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. جن جن بیماروں نے اپنی بیماری کی شفا کے لیے درخواست کی ان سب کے دعا فرمائے, اللہ تعالیٰ کو شفا کامل عاجل نصیب فرمائے. بالخصوص ہمارے سلمان بھائی سلمان کولا بیمار ہیں, ان کے لیے دعا فرمائے, اللہ تعالیٰ کو جلد صحت یاب کرے. اور جتنے بھی بیمار ہیں مرد عورت سب کو اللہ تعالیٰ صحت یاب کرے. اللہ تعالیٰ اس بیماری سے اس بلاؤں سے اللہ تعالیٰ ہمیں محفوظ فرمائے, عافیت نصیب فرمائے. یا اللہ سکون نصیب فرما, عافیت نصیب فرما.
ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے, یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے, یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. یا اللہ جن کے ماں باپ زندہ ہیں ان کو خدمت کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما, عزت کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما, اپنے ماں باپ کی قدر نصیب فرما.
ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.